We've got Matty Dale joining us now. Martini Mama, so impressive at Rose Hill yesterday. Matt, good morning.
Morning, Ray. How you going? Good morning, Dean.
Terrific. Thanks for joining us, Matt. And, well, she's not come out of left field because I know you've had an opinion of her, but her three wins this prep, all been impressive for various reasons. But yesterday I thought was the most complete performance by her so far.
Oh, absolutely, Ray. And it was good to see because she's always shown us good ability, but she's been extremely raw and has taken a little bit of time through that. But the improvement from her maiden into her second win at Goulburn 58 grade into yesterday was just remarkable. And we don't see that improvement at home so much. But come race day, the way she handled the parade as good or better than I anticipated, and behind the gate she was really in the right headspace and off 5 weeks, and then, you know, went out and raced like that. So she's very much trending the right way.
Yeah, explain to me after the race that she pulls very hard at home in her work, etc. But during the race yesterday, I know that the speed was fairly genuine. Looked like she settled quite well.
She settled beautifully, and it's quite remarkable. You'll get horses sometimes that are completely different sort of race day as they are, you know, at home. And she is the hardest puller we've got in the stable at the moment. And there's not a great deal of her. She's a slight three-year-old filly. So she does take some management through that. But then it was really good to see her yesterday in a bigger field, pressure on. She was back in the ruck and just settled beautifully. And her, you know, racecraft and her manners yesterday were outstanding. And Danny Beasley's done a great job educating her up from her couple of country wins and really got her trending the right way. And then Dylan Gibbons handled her, you know, unbelievably well there yesterday.
Matt Martini Mama. Love the name. What's the background?
Yeah, so the Love family breed a fair few horses, some to sell, some to keep and race, and they actually raced Pariah himself, and they bred this filly, and they named one or two after the late Donna Love, who was the sort of matriarch of the family, and she loved her racing, and so Martini Mama is named after Donna, and who sadly passed away a couple of years ago, and so there's a fair bit of meaning there, and it was a special win.
Yeah, no, that's terrific. And, well, where to next with her? Because she's a real talent. I know she's gone maiden class one Tab Highway yesterday, so she's storming through the ranks. Is Scone on the radar now?
Yeah, absolutely. That was after her Goulburn run. I set this highway, it was 5 weeks between runs, to tell us if we were going to Scone. And yesterday she answered that question. So the Denise's Joy listed three-year-old fillies race at Scone. Over 1,100 on a big track, I think, is, you know, a perfect target race for her. It's a lot to do in one prep, but the way she handled that rising grade and whatnot yesterday, she's certainly, you know, up to the challenge.
Yeah, she seems to be bomb-proof too, because when she won at Wagga and won a maiden, she went 56 and change for the 1,000, so terrific gallop. Then she struck a soft 7 at Goulburn, 1 by 6, and her action was beautiful through the going there at Goulburn, and same yesterday. So she does look bomb-proof. What about Wagga this coming week? Always a huge carnival, front page, brilliant horse, two-time Kosciuszko winner. Will we see him in the Wagga Town Plate?
We've left that option open. He'll get the weights aren't out yet, but he'll be well and truly top weight. They can't give him any more than 62 kilos under the weight scale. And if he did get 62, he's only a kilo more than last year, and he's won another Kosciuszko and Group 1 placed since. So it's not off the cards, but I was just getting through that. It was extremely heavy the other day in Randwick, as we all know. That was the last thing I saw coming, and a track that was that wet, and he just didn't handle it. He just didn't travel from the get-go, and but he's pulled up well. So I've left that Wagga Town Plate door ajar, but if not, there are several other options for him. Gravina will take his place in that. Yeah. And we bought him online from the Godolphin sort of reduction, and he's going well. He's had a couple of jump outs at home, and Tommy Berry will ride him. And then I've got a couple other horses, Big Opinion in the class two, a maiden in the 1400 maiden first up, Adolphus, and Satin Stiletto in the two-year-old.
I like that little filly, yeah, Satin Stiletto. I know she was beaten in the Wellington Boot, but she won her maiden prior to that Wagga in good style. So, yeah, she's a nice, well-bred filly going places too. Hey, Matt, congratulations. She's an exciting filly, Martini Mama. We'll look forward to seeing her at Scone. Best of luck at Wagga later this week, and thanks for joining us on a Sunday morning, Matt.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.